Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has hailed the army's role in defending national sovereignty.
Today, Iran's armed forces defend the country and its interests more strongly than ever. Our military might does not target our neighbors. Rather, it aims to defend Iran and acts as a deterrent.
Rouhani made the remarks during an event marking National Army Day in the capital, Tehran. He said Iran's armed forces are ready to repel any aggression and that the country's military might is merely for defensive purposes. Following Rouhani's speech, the elite units of the army began a military parade. The army also showcased its latest defense achievements and state-of-the-art military hardware, including the S-300 surface-to-air missile system, which was recently delivered to Iran by Russia. Political analyst Said Mostafa Khoshchesham joins us now in our studios here in Tehran to offer us more insight on that story. Mr. Khoshchesham, welcome to the program. Let's start off with your opinion on the significance of the military parades that took place today, and what does National Army Day mean for the Islamic Republic?
In the name of God, hello, and thank you very much for inviting me. Well, you know, when you're living in a country that's rich, very rich, and strategically located, and when your country owns the largest world reserves, combined energy reserves, and when you're living in a country that if you move to the east or west, the next immediate country is at war with someone, when you're living in a region where war and turmoil is prevalent everywhere, coast to coast, from the Pacific to the Atlantic, and when you're living in a world where the world's number one rogue state, Israel, is threatening you and has been threatening you for the last four decades, then you have to grow your defensive powers to the maximum levels that you can. When you're living in a world where after a decade you reach a deal with the world powers, but still the United States president says, all options, the worn-out catchphrase, all options are still on the table, indicating that they can still use force against you. And when all presidential hopefuls in the United States say that their first action on day number one of office, if they are elected ever, is tearing apart the nuclear deal with Iran and exercising force against Iran, and when your rival in the region, a few days ago, a former crown prince of your rival in the region says that we have been arming terrorist groups in southeastern Iran for the last few years, and Kuwait, the same former crown prince of Saudi Arabia, said just a few days ago in an interview with a Kuwaiti paper that Kuwait has also been financing separatist groups in southwestern Iran. Under such situation, when especially you're leading a stream called the Resistance Front, and when all your allies like Syria, Hezbollah, Iraq, they have come under attack, you have to grow powerful and you have to develop your defensive capabilities for the rainy days.
Sir, Iran has time and again stated that its defense doctrine is based on deterrence. With that, it also encompasses the Iranian missile defense program. You mentioned the United States and how it's put Iran's missile defense program under the spotlight now. I'd like for you to elaborate more on that issue. Many are seeing the United States as just bringing up another excuse to put pressure on the Islamic Republic.
That's true. Remember that 70% of Iran's missile defense program are only of defensive purposes, like the high-profile S-300 missile defense shield. Remember that it's now rather old because there is S-400 right now on a mission in Syria. We also have S-500 deployed in the Caucasus Mountains, and China is talking to Russia in order to buy several of these S-500 systems. But they're good enough in order to not allow any invading and hostile airplane, especially warplanes from Israel, to pose a threat to Iran. But of course, the critics say that some of Iranian missiles, like Imad, like Shahab, Sijil, maybe not more than 20-30% of them, could also be used for offensive purposes. Remember that deterrence means it does not mean that you should have only defensive tools and weapon systems. You should also grow your offensive capabilities in order to show that if you are struck at home, you can also strike back. So Iran is developing these long-range missiles, only which are very few in nature, I mean in type, only to develop its deterrence power. Otherwise, Iran has stressed repeatedly, like today, President Rouhani said, that Iran has always been good with its neighbors and it's ready to rush to their aid if they ever come under attack, like what happened in Syria and Iraq. And this is not just what President Rouhani said. Remember, all Iranian leaders, presidents, they have always, with whatever tones they have had and political tendencies they have been pursuing, they have always said the same thing, like Mr. Ahmadinejad, Mr. Khatami, Hashemi, they have all said the same thing, that we are not at all mean to initiate a war with any country, especially the regional countries.
Thank you very much, sir. Political analyst Said Mostafa Khosh joining us in our studios here in Tehran.